Political candidates and interest groups have been doing all they can for months to try to attract voters to the polls on Tuesday. But there's one group of people they might not be reaching effectively, Milwaukee's Latino voters. WUWM's Angelina Mosier Salazar has the story.
Last Saturday, I was on the city's south side, and I caught somebody just as they were about to go into the Mitchell Street Library to vote.
My name is Abraham Alvarez, and I am also from the south side of Milwaukee. So I think it's especially important for us to get politically engaged and go out there to our voting booths and actually participate.
You might assume because Abraham is Latino, the issue on his mind as he votes is immigration. But
I'm actually an environmentalist. That's one of my main issues. I'm studying water resources, so I want to protect the water for everyone. I know that we have a lead issue in the water in Milwaukee.
Now, Abraham isn't alone. I've been out talking to Latino voters, and all have different concerns. For example, Giselle Vera, who's 19 years old and a first-time voter. What is she concerned about? The rising cost of college. And Carmen Ortiz, a retired attorney. What drives her to the polls? Healthcare coverage of pre-existing conditions. To get more insight on the diverse concerns of the Latino electorate, I called up Dr. Enrique Figueroa, a former UWM professor and director of the Roberto Hernandez Center.
It's education, jobs, and community development. Healthcare, I think, the number three, and I think immigration is four.
But Figueroa says being concerned doesn't necessarily translate into votes.
The Latino voter in this country, and more specifically in Wisconsin, has progressively declined in voter participation as a percentage of eligible voters, probably since at least 10 years, maybe more.
In the U.S., there are nearly 30 million Latinos who are eligible to vote. They make up almost 13% of the electorate, according to Voto Latino. But Figueroa says many don't vote. Take, for example, State Representative Joe Costa Zamaripa's district. Assembly District 8.
Yocasta Samaripa has the district that has the highest percentage of Latino voters, and yet is by far the lowest of all the districts in the state of Wisconsin.
Reasons that Latinos don't go out to vote?
They don't care. They don't think their vote counts.
When I pressed Figueroa as to why Latino voters may not feel invested in the political process, he said, on the surface, there really isn't a strong incentive for them to participate.
There's really not a lot of change. Latino communities continue to be low in educational attainment. They continue to be low in wealth accumulation. They continue to be low in a number of socioeconomic indicators.
I asked Figueroa what was something both parties could do better to garner the Latino vote.
I think that both parties have to have a year-round decade presence. I mean, one of the complaints is that people come in, you know, the weeks, months before the election and try to rally folks and organize folks, and then they go away.
Can I ask, are you hopeful for the Latino turnout in this midterm election?
I am hopeful, but I'm also realistic, and I think that, unfortunately, I think it's going to continue the trend downward. I hope I'm wrong. But I think that's what we got out there.
Which brings me back to one person who is trying to change that trend. Abraham, who we met on Mitchell Street.
I'm about to go vote, you see? I have a banner that says, Soy Latino y voto.
Which means, I'm Latino and I vote. Angelina Mosier Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.